The Lady Cats volleyball team lost 3-0 to a good Pine Tree team Tuesday night in Wildcats Gym. The match ended up in Sulphur Springs after we thought it would be on the road. And I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin Wednesday morning.
We each had different schedules, and our district minutes that we had didn't match up to their district minutes, and apparently they had revised it before I'd been hired to match up with the football schedule. Our football team plays there later on, and on the original district minutes that had been made when Coach Nemanian was here, it had us playing home. So they wanted us playing at the same site, and they had flipped it, and we didn't know that. And so it was an easy fix just to go ahead and have it here. It worked out fine. We just adjusted everything by 30 minutes, and we had our officials and played as normal schedule after that.
Pretty good team. Any team that knocks off Longview, you saw how good they were, and so
yes,
they seemed to be on a roll, and they just kept rolling.
Yes, they've taken Hallsville to 5, which Hallsville is, even though they lost to Hallsville, has only lost one match all year. Is number 2 in the state, and so they're very, very competitive with them. They took Longview to 5-1, so they're a very athletic, competitive team. They outsized us by far on the front line. The fast tempo offense is getting us. We have young blockers besides Jesse Castro. My right sides are a freshman, a sophomore. You know, so the experience and the pace we just got to get used to, and it. The last two matches that we've played, T-High and then last night, very fast tempo, and it was different. T-High had, you know, the jump sets and low sets, so that quickened their offense. And then last night it was more of just they're much more aggressive, much more powerful on their attacks. They could swing cross court, they could swing line, and kill it. And so we were trying to adjust and help out any way we could blocking wise, and then it made it tougher on our back row when we couldn't get a hand on a ball. So
the jump service that they use, is that something that is giving us problems?
They have a good jump float. I could see from their freshman level and up that was something that they work on. A jump float is very competitive. Right now we teach our girls, we stay down, but we teach them to float. I tell them a jump serve, until we can master that, I don't want to move on to a jump serve. But sometimes people jump serve thinking that it's going to be more aggressive or more competitive. And if you do it correctly and you do well at it, then yes, it will be. But sometimes jump serves are very inconsistent. But they knew how to jump float, and they were good at it. The problem with the float is it's usually flat, so it kind of jams you. It's not really down low to pass in. It's not really up high, and you kind of get caught, and it shifts side to side. There's not really a lot of spin on the ball. So we had to adjust to that a little bit. Not so much the jump that did it, but just the type of serve as the float made a difference.
A big match for you Friday in Mount Pleasant. They've struggled this year, so have to kind of mark that one down as one you hope to capture on the road.
Without a doubt. The next three matches, really, we got to step up and play. We go up and down too much, I think, emotionally, and our skills, the consistency. And I know this year that we got to come together and find that consistency now. Mount Pleasant hasn't won a match yet. They're last in our district. We're tied with Greenville right now at 1-5. So if we can pull out that win on Friday, that'd put us ahead, move us up a little bit.
KSST Sports.